For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Fly Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com. And go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
The Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston. Welcome to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This show is brought to you by the Norm Productions Blue Jay Broadcasting Network and their sponsors. Thanks for joining us, and here's your West Platte football coach, Chuck Seiler. And welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This is your host, Jay Naur, and we have with me Coach Chuck Seiler. And as we were getting ready to get on the air, I'm looking at the calendar. I'm looking at the schedule. Everything is right. Football season is here, Coach. I can't believe it, but boy, I'm excited. I know you are as well.
You know, it's hard to believe we've gone through the summer. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Seth Rulon today, and I said, it's here, man. I said, it's hard to believe, but it's here. It just seems like it was over, and it's here, and we've put in our time and done all our stuff, and yeah, it's here, and I'm excited too.
You bet. And, Coach, we just got through testing out our bearings, I guess, and going with the Jamboree last week. Talk about what you saw there, Coach.
Well, we played our first deal was against Midbuck, and they tested us, but looks to me like they might be a little bit down. But that was a good chance for us to get 12 plays off against somebody that we hadn't seen before. And hit somebody new and what, and I think we did very well. Scored a couple touchdowns, I believe, against them and held them to none defensively. Then we've been runners off Academy, team out of Kansas City, scored a couple against them, I believe, and held them to, I believe they scored one. So I liked what I saw. Then our JV played East Buck and got them a chance to get some time and play a little bit. So, but I liked what I saw. We had work to do, of course. I mean, we filmed it all and brought the kids in Saturday morning and watched film. And, these kids like to play football. And Weston's a football town, and so they're going to be okay.
Yeah, I tell you what, when you go through the early season practice situation, whether you call it 2-a-days camp or whatever you call it, it just gets old hitting each other. It's really kind of exciting to actually go against some competition outside your hometown.
Oh, well, yeah, it does. It gets tired of hitting each other, and the scout team gets tired of getting beat up on, and, I mean, just on and on and on. And so, yeah, they're ready. I had to get on them a little bit today with the heat and stuff, and we've been practicing in shorts, but they were being not as focused as I want them to be. I always get pretty nervous this time of year, and but I got on them, and they're just ready to play. And so whatever the outcome is, which I feel good about it, but still, they're ready to play and ready to hit somebody.
Well, Coach, now we have the 2011 version of the West Platte Football Blue Jays. Coach, tell us a little bit about your team and who you expect leadership and who's filling out possibly some new roles that have been filled from the past.
Okay. Let's look at offense first. And, of course, most of those kids at our school play defense too. But let's start with quarterback. And losing Brett Grindstaff was a big loss. Graduated, great player, did a great job for us. But we've got a guy by the name of Luke Wetzel that we feel like is going to handle that job very well. Strong-armed, likes to throw the deep ball, is capable of throwing the deep ball, weighs about 200 pounds now, getting big, strong, worked hard in weight room, and we'll be able to run the ball. Matter of fact, he ran it with some authority there last week, and so he's very capable. They're running back. We're going to have two, maybe three guys do a little running the ball. Number one would be Dylan Guthrie. Dylan was a receiver for us last year, and Javonte Landry moved, and so Dylan's going to step in at running back and just is a punishing runner inside, just runs with a lot of power, and then has the ability to break loose and got some speed. And if you watched this last year, you saw him do some pretty nice things at receiver, and so I'm happy with him. And then change the pace, Lyon Wilson's going to come in. Got some speed, got some athleticism, made a couple of nice runs last week, and so we're looking for good things with him, and then we'll probably use Brandon Searcy back there a little bit. A lot of speed, not very big, kind of a water bug kind of kid, but he'll be okay. Then receiver-wise, we've got him basically all back with even an addition of one. Let's start with Seth Rulon as our Z receiver. Been starting since he's a freshman. Just works his tail end off day after day. Runs great routes, and if we need a first down or if we need something, Seth is there. So great hands and vocal finger. Had an operation on a finger over the summer, but he's doing fine. Then our Y, which is our tight end, and plus he splits out is a new guy. Adam Rowe, and everybody knows the Rowe name, and this one is going to be, he's going to be another good one. Fast off the ball, his physical start, we really were harped on him last year about being physical, and he's becoming a good blocker, plus a great receiver, and we'll be able to make some athletic catches. Then we go to our H, and Brandon, kind of a double, two-headed monster there. Brandon Searcy will be running a lot of the routes, and he's a speed guy, and good hands, and so we'll be using him there. And then let's go on out. Let's go to X, and that's Hunter Ferris. And Hunter has been starting since he was a sophomore, runs good routes, catches the ball well, and does a good job there. Then we come in and we go to our other H-back, and our H-back fullback type guy, and that's Colton Goodlett, a sophomore. Goodlett's been around for quite a while around this part of the country, and his dad was a good football player, and Colton's going to be a good one too, and he's does a lot of blocking for us, and going to be a good one there. And then let's talk about the line, and that's where it all happens. Let's start with Colby Clemens at center. Colby has stepped in last year when we needed a center, and he stepped from running back and went to center, first time he'd ever played on the line. All-district, all-conference player last year. I expect him to be even better than that this year, and plus he's a leader. Then our guards, we had to replace guards. Nathan Goodlett and Mike Barnett's our guards. Both new guys. Nathan's a senior, and Mike's a sophomore. Started at center a little bit last year, first game that broke a hand and was out most of the season. But these guys have worked hard, and they're going to be fine. And then we go to tackles, and Caleb Falter, left tackle, senior, has just really given a lot. I really talked to Caleb, and he had struggled up until this year, kind of giving us everything that we ask, and he made a commitment this year, and he knew that this was the last time. And he's done a nice job. I'm excited about Caleb. I'm excited for Caleb. And then on the right side, 6'4", 280-pound Todd Brown, and I don't need to say any more about him. He's a man. Defensively, we're going to stay with the 3-3-5. We've changed a few things, though, and you take really most of those kids and flip them around, and that they're going to be playing defense. Nathan Colson will be a starting linebacker that didn't play a whole lot of offense. You got Colby and Guthrie at linebackers. Trying to think who Lyon Wilson's going to be a safety this year. Then the line rotates a little bit. quarterbacks, we'll have Matt Hiley will step in and play a corner a lot this year, and then the other corner is Seth. So the defense will be sound. I'm excited about the defense. Called them the Silverbacks last year, and they started stepping up, and I think we'll see them step up again this year. So it's a good bunch of kids, and like I said, they like to play football, so here we go.
Well, Coach, it sounds like, yes, you did lose some talent last year, and you mentioned those names, but it looks like West Platte once again is reloaded and ready to go.
You know, that's the thing. Some people call it a rebuilding year, and then it seems to me like we seem to be able just to reload, and we have guys ready to step in and take over spots that are either vacated or whatever happened. We move somebody around or whatever. And these guys are ready to play. They put in their time and have lifted on the offseason, gotten a lot stronger, and they're ready to go.
Well, there you go. Tell you what, looks like the Blue Jays are in pretty good shape as we get ready to start the 2011 season. We'll take a quick break, and we'll talk about the first opponent the Blue Jays face, as well as possibly the schedule and KCI Conference. We'll be right back.
We at Norm Productions would like to take this opportunity to thank all those people all over the world who are serving our country to protect our freedoms. It should never be taken for granted, and certainly we want to take this moment to say thank you to all those people who make it happen. We appreciate what you do to take care of and protect our freedoms all over the world. Please enjoy the broadcast as we look forward to serving you for a change, as you have sacrificed to serve us with more than your time for all of us. Thanks again to our servicemen and women all over the world, and may God bless you. She's back. Our old friend Fat Cow with some great promotions. Have you ever thought about building a website and wanted unlimited storage as well? That is what Fat Cow can do for you with this amazing low price. For only $66 per year, you get unlimited disk space, a domain name for free, e-store support, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. And the company is 100% operated by Windpower, the green company that has been in the hosting business for over 10 years. That's right, Fat Cow. Click our link for the best in website hosting and customer service, who's led the way for the last 10 years. Fat Cow. The leader in hosting websites for the last 10 years. You're listening to the broadcast flag station for West Platte High School Sports, WestPlatteSports.com of the Norm Production Network.
And welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. And we just got through talking about the 2011 version of the West Platte Blue Jays. And now we'll talk about the first opponent we have coming here this week in Lincoln Prep coming into town. Usually a school here of, boy, some fantastic athletes I know of over the years, mostly in the sport of basketball. They're a Class 3 school. They play in that interscholastic league. Last year they were 4-6 and come under Coach Roger Franks. They're 27-23 overall, very respectable in that interscholastic league. And, Coach, what do you see with this team coming up in your first game of the year?
Well, we did get them on film at their jamboree, playing Lee Summit, and very similar to last year's team. He's got them very disciplined. They'll run more of a pro-I set type offense. They go to split back some, which we didn't see them do last year. And then they'll spread it out and get into bunch, get into doubles and that type of stuff. Dangerous. You know, they have speed. And so they can be very, very dangerous. And he's, Coach Dunner's doing a good job with them. And then as far as defensively, they're going to run a 4-3. And they will run, and from what we've seen, it's man. Nothing but man on the corners and on our receivers. And they're a dangerous team. They're the kind of team that can, if you don't have your A game on, they could slip up on you. And but then again, too, we feel like it's a good opener for us. It's a 3A team, which I'm tickled to death to play up, and they'll be a good test for us.
Certainly, it sounds like they would be, and as you mentioned, lots of speed, lots of athletic ability we normally expect out of a Lincoln Prep team. Certainly stepping up to play a Class 3, and like you say, Coach, that's certainly not a bad way to start this year. Well, and just kind of looking at an overall picture, Coach, since we're kind of at a situation where we're previewing the year maybe a little bit, what do you see in your schedule and perhaps the KCI conference play coming up?
Well, we've got, as far as the KCI conference goes, we'll find out a little bit when we play Lawson the second week.
Yeah.
And, of course, Lawson. They're a tough team in year in, year out.
Sure are.
Very disciplined, run the same thing over and over and over that they have for years and years and years, and that'll be a good test. Then you've got, we'll see, the next one we'll see on September 30th will be Lathrop. New coach, struggled last year. I know that they have a pretty good quarterback. I believe he was a sophomore last year. And I don't know if he'll, you know, of course, new guy, you don't know what he's going to do. And I've met him, but still don't know what he's going to do offensively and defensively. But the quarterback was good, so they could, you know, he's going to be building. I'll put it that way. So then we got Plattsburgh on October 7th. Plattsburgh, we saw them up at the Benedictine camp that we went to. Going to be really, really young. He's changed his offense into a double wing. Got a big kid that's a freshman at a running back. They'll be young. I think that's the whole key there. But by the time we get to them, they'll have some experience, so it could be dangerous. Then we go on October 14th, which is our first district game, to Mid-Buck, and we go to Mid-Buck. Again, new coach. Didn't show me a lot at the last week at the Jamboree, but that doesn't mean anything. By the time they get to us and they know it's a district game and it's West Platte, they're going to be okay. I'm sure about that. Then we go to then North Platte comes to us on October 21st. Coach Brockoff changed his offense a little bit, saw some single wing.
Wow.
And that's going to be a little, going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
We saw them up at the Benedictine camp, so that's going to be different. The defense looked pretty good. There'll be a load. He'll have them playing, and they'll be a tough deal. Then we conclude the season on October 27th with our old nemesis East Buck.
Yeah.
I don't need to say any more.
No, you don't.
Quarterback's back, and they're going
to
be tough.
Yeah. Certainly, we don't have to go back too far to have some motivation behind that, no problem.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I'll talk about two things that certainly are affecting the teams, actually the teams you're playing as well. When you play early season football, Coach, you have a heat factor, and I know today it got up above 97 degrees. How do you prepare your team for early season play like this?
Well, the last 2 days, we went shoulder pads and helmets and shorts and kept them cooled off. You know, and they fought through the heat. They're shape. That's the thing. They fought through the heat. I felt like yesterday was much hotter than today. We started to get a little north wind today and that had a little coolness almost in us feeling it. So it was better. But we went to shoulder pads and helmets, let them take them off, take breaks, get as much water as they needed. But you know what? We still went hard. We conditioned both days. Feel like they have to stay in condition, and which they are. Yesterday we ran 20 half hills, and for
wow,
most of you know how that hill is.
Yeah.
It goes up, and there's a berm right there. So we ran 20 of those, and they did fine. And then today we ran sprints. We ran 20 yard sprints. I'm not sure how many we ran. We ran a bunch, and when they did their conditioning, they did it with shoulder pads and helmets off, and they handled it all fine. So I'm not concerned about the heat. We told them to get plenty, start drinking water, and of course the officials will give us timeouts about halfway through the quarters for water. And I think we'll be fine as far as the heat. Now they'll get tired. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's a game, and nerves get you in whatever, but they'll be fine. I'm not concerned about their conditioning, and that's kind of how we've handled it the last couple of days.
Well, the other thing, of course, Coach, that is very sad for us to talk about that's affected the team, certainly this summer, the start of this month, actually, is with the situation with Fred Guthrie. For those of you that don't know, a longtime supporter of the Blue Jays, have had kids go through the school systems, had a daughter that was a tremendous athlete here. Fred Guthrie was everybody's neighbor, everybody's friend, very integral in the success of the West Platte program and what he did to support not only his kids, but others in through the system and the youth leagues and this kind of thing. Actually, Fred Guthrie worked for the Water Patrol through the Highway Patrol Department. It was missing, I believe, August 1st, has yet to be found. And he is a canine. He has a partner that is a canine, which is certainly a dog. And they found his partner eventually dead just a few days later. They never were able to find Fred Guthrie. But certainly our hearts and prayers overall as Blue Jay Nation certainly there. But, Coach, this has been very difficult for the team to deal with, certainly for everybody that supports the West Platte Blue Jays. We have our heartfelt prayers and thoughts for the Guthrie family. And, Coach, you might want to talk about it. I know it's touchy, but if you can possibly tell us about how the team's dealt with it and how the team has actually, I think, rallied through it.
Well, Fred, first of all, Fred's a friend of mine, as a lot of people. Have known Fred for I don't know how many years. When I was at Black County, Fred used to sub over there in the winter a lot. And I got to know Fred there then and was just, like you said, he's everybody's friend. Good guy, very supportive and whatever. And so, this was the loss of not only a couple of my players, dad, but a friend of mine, a friend of the community. But anyway, got news there about August 1st that, you know, he was missing, and so that was kind of our off week, and so we kind of let things ride out, and then we got the tail end of that week, and got to thinking about Monday was going to be our first 2-a-day, and I knew that Dylan was going to be our starting tailback. And plus our starting linebacker and a very big part of our football team. And I didn't know quite how to get word to them and about football. And let me first of all say that football wasn't the first thing of importance by any means.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
But I called Jeff Horseman, and I knew he was a friend of Fred's and up there, and I called Jeff, and I said, you know, Monday's practice, I think this was on a Friday, Monday's practice, and the boys need, you know, if they want to come in, they're welcome. I knew Dylan, I assumed he wanted to play this first game. If he didn't want to play the fifth game, I didn't care. And that wasn't an important thing, but knowing Fred, I knew that's what he'd want for his boys.
Yeah,
and so I called Jeff, talked to him, he talked to Teresa. Boys came in Monday, and we talked a little bit, and they practiced Monday, and before the day was over Monday, I started seeing some smiles on their faces. They were kind of getting back to normal, things that they enjoyed. And the boys, I know, all talked to them and rallied around them. We're seeing lots of the blue ribbons and that kind of thing. And it's they're supporting those two boys extremely well. They're there for them in school, and sad. It's not just a sad thing; it's an awful thing. And they're doing well, and I'm sure that it's going to be a little bit tough walking out on the field Friday night, but they're going to handle it, and they'll handle it with class.
Certainly, once again, we wish our thoughts and prayers for the Guthrie family, and it's been a challenging situation for all, but we do wish the Guthries and the Blue Jays well as we go into the first game. Coach, we're ready to go. I'm sure you're ready to go. We'll see you Friday night.
All right, we're excited and can't wait, so... It's hard day. Tomorrow's a walkthrough, and we're ready to go. So we'll see you Friday night, Jake.
Well, what I'll do is here for the Chuck Seiler Show. Folks, thanks for joining us here on WestPlatteSports.com. We'll see you around, and we'll see you at the games. Good night, everybody. Well, hey, everybody. Do you happen to have a BlackBerry, an iPhone? Hey, how about a Windows mobile device? Chances are that you do. If you do, you now have the opportunity to listen to the games on MOKSSports.com or any Norm Productions websites. All you have to do is go to WonderRadio.com and download the application that you can listen to the games on your device. Wonder Radio, check it out. How to spell it is WUNDERRADIO.com, or go to the iTunes store, check it out, download Wonder Radio, and you can now listen to the games on MOKSSports.com. Check it out, Wonder Radio.
The Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston.
With Norman Landcraft, a properly planned landscape provides your property with an attractive, functional setting. Whether you are renovating an older property or starting with a new home or business, professional advice from Norman Landcraft is an investment that grows. Get custom design landscaping from their professional staff that gives your property that finished look. Call 816-858-2939, and from the staff at Norman Landcraft, go Blue Jays! For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
Well, that'll wrap us up here with the Coach Chuck Seiler Show, the August 24th edition. Thanks for joining us here on WestPlatteSports.com. We'd like to mention as we sign off tonight, you can sign up for our free newsletter, the West Platte Broadcaster. It'll give you information about the teams in West Platte, give you sponsorship information as far as information for individuals and businesses if they can sponsor a broadcast, also how you can contribute per view if you choose. Also, some recent video interviews recently with Coach Chuck Seiler, the video interview we did after the Jamboree last week, and that certainly ought to be an interesting article, the initial article of the West Platte Broadcaster, which will be sent to your email. All we need is your email address. Just answer to newsletter at westplattesports.com. We'll get that out to you. Well, folks, we're excited about football season started. This is Jay Nauer with westplattesports.com. Along with Jay Nauer, Chuck Seiler, we'll see you around, and we'll see you at the games. Good night, everybody.